This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus. And joining us now on the line is Bob DeLuce, president of Porter Airlines, based out of Toronto. Just commemorated a very important milestone in the history of the airline. Welcome to Travel World, Bob.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Good to be on your show.
Glad to have you. It just seems like yesterday when Porter was starting up, and now you've just celebrated your fifth anniversary.
No, it is a real milestone, and certainly this past year has been our best year ever. We celebrated not only our fifth birthday, but coincidentally, we also carried our 5 millionth passenger. So it's been a good year. Our passenger numbers have grown to over 2.1 million, and we've added a good number of destinations. We're now serving some 18 markets with a fleet of 26 aircraft, so it's been a good year all the way around.
Well, certainly congratulations are in order from all of us. I just was, before coming into taping this episode, one of my Facebook friends said, "Oh, just landed in Toronto, yay Porter." You don't see that sort of enthusiasm on the part of customers mentioning their favorite airline on the internet too often.
No, it doesn't often happen with airlines, but we're proud of the fact that we have a pretty loyal following of passengers, and many of them do provide some pretty positive feedback. So we feel fortunate to have that high level of passenger satisfaction that comes from, you know, a fair bit of attention to detail.
Well, it's a whole experience. There is that Porter experience from start to finish that makes flying Porter memorable and fun.
Well, the Porter experience is a bit of a throwback to earlier times when travel probably was a bit more fun, and we've designed the entire passenger experience sort of focusing on things like speed, convenience, and of course service. So pretty much every amenity is really geared toward additional levels of satisfaction, and right from the Wi-Fi, business center, premium snacks, beverages. In fact, we serve Starbucks coffee on board. We've got leather seats, extra leg room, and a variety of other things, I think, all of which add to the overall travel experience. These are things passengers don't expect today, and they're surprised, but they obviously welcome them when they do experience them.
Certainly, when you get on board and a nice spacious aircraft, the de Havilland Dash 8 Q400s, quiet aircraft, comfortable aircraft, the leather seating, extra leg room, you're not cramped in. This is, you know, right from the moment you sit down, you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, no, it's a bit of a unique experience, all right, compared to what people typically expect when they get on an airline today. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're on the aircraft or whether you're actually sitting in the lounge. I think passengers are a bit surprised at what they get in terms of overall good value proposition. I know it isn't unusual for me to be down in the lounge, and I'll run into people who are wondering where they pay for their new, you know, for their cappuccino, or they're simply not accustomed to the level of service that we actually provide, and they're wondering, they don't expect it all to be included in the price of one's ticket.
That's one of the things today that, you know, that is lacking in many, many aspects. So when you get on board the aircraft as well, you don't have to pay for your glass of wine or your beer, your nice little snack. Even on a one-hour hop between Montreal and Toronto or Toronto and Ottawa, you can relax. It's all part of the experience. Somebody isn't always reaching into your wallet to ask for an extra loonie or toonie.
Yeah, I think passengers are appreciative of that, and these are small things, but they really go a long way in terms of the overall level of customer satisfaction.
Even the airport itself at Billy Bishop Toronto City Centre Airport, what used to be the Toronto Island Airport, it's certainly upgraded from the first days when the island service started 20-something, 25 years ago. This is part of the experience as well. Who would think that making a connection at a hub, or when, you know, origin destination traffic into Toronto, could be hassle-free?
Well, the Toronto City Airport is really a unique experience. I mean, it's only a 90-second ferry ride away from the the city side or the Toronto waterfront. It's as a matter of fact, the distance from the downtown core to the airport is a shorter distance than is the length of the longest runway at Pearson. So that probably puts it into perspective. Additionally, I think passengers do enjoy saving the couple hours or more of travel time on a typical return flight compared to traveling through Pearson, and that appeals to business and leisure travelers alike. So it really does enhance the overall experience.
When you get off the plane and you take that short ferry ride, you get on your shuttle bus, and you're right downtown. You can connect pretty well anywhere in the city, TTC bus and subway, the GO Transit suburban bus and rail service. You're not fighting traffic. You're not fighting and paying through the nose for a taxi or a shuttle bus. That complimentary shuttle bus takes you to the heart of the city's transit system.
Yeah, the ferry ride, I think actually most passengers enjoy, but there's also an exciting new development that's coming shortly and certainly was announced during 2011, and that's a pedestrian tunnel that's expected to be completed by 2014, and that'll be supplementary to the overall ferry service, which many of our passengers actually enjoy. Having the secondary means of being able to access the island on a 24/7, on a full-time basis will be, I think it'll only enhance the overall travel experience further. So we're looking forward to that. It's not that far away. A couple of years goes by quickly. By 2014, we'll be able to access the island by pedestrian tunnel as well.
Well, yeah, as you say, the ferry is part of the experience, and especially for the leisure traveler, you see all the people taking pictures of the skyline, and they're enjoying it. They think that's, add something extra, all part of the fare, all part of the enjoyment of taking a flight aboard Porter. And Porter has really had an effect on the Canadian aviation industry and on the transborder aviation industry with the cities you're adding and providing that element of service. You're keeping everyone in the business sharp.
Well, I think there are many people that think that Porter has actually changed entirely the landscape of short-haul air travel in North America, and I tend to agree. It is a different experience, we've seen the product of some of our competitors change to actually meet the standard that's been set by Porter when it comes to things like amenities and other services. So it isn't unusual now to hear someone refer to other carriers in terms of whether or not they have any Porter perks aboard their aircraft. So that's a bit of a backhanded way of actually flattering us, because we're actually being given full credit for even some of the amenities that are placed on other people's airplanes.
Well, you're certainly raising the bar in search of excellence and doing a very good job, which, as we say, 5 years growing strong and the passenger loads and the load factors rising every quarter. Now, what are your plans for the future? I mean, 5 years of growth, what do the next 5 years take you, Bob?
Well, we're preparing, just sort of looking ahead, not even looking ahead 5 years, but just even looking ahead to the immediate future. We're preparing to launch service to Timmins, Ontario next week, and we'll add a sixth U.S. destination by spring, sometime in April.
Washington.
Yes.
Well, I think there's a pretty good chance that it will be Washington, but that announcement is coming soon, and I don't think our passengers will be disappointed. We're going to continue to remain focused on our existing markets and evaluate opportunities to provide even greater choice and flexibility for passengers. And I think that's one of the reasons why we remain a top choice for business and leisure travelers alike. So we're getting pretty high ratings. Ipsos last year, Ipsos Reid last year, in their independent business travel survey, gave us an 83% customer service rating, which is well above the next leading airline, and pretty unusual for any airline. Probably the highest that Ipsos have seen over the last 20-year period of doing such studies.
And for our friends in New England, of course, adding more service out of Boston to Toronto and seasonal service to Burlington, Vermont from Toronto. So, hey, our New England friends are really getting good service.
Well, Boston has been a stellar destination, and we do move to 7 return flights shortly. And Burlington's off to a pretty good start. We only started service there on December 15th, but already it's an attractive leisure destination with some business travel and other leisure travel actually originating out of the Vermont side as well and coming to Toronto, which was a bit unexpected, but maybe we shouldn't have been surprised because obviously Toronto has a lot to offer to others who choose to visit it as well on a leisure or business basis.
A lot of great things happening at Porter Airlines. Check them out at www.flyporter.com. 5 years and going strong, and many great things to look forward to over the years ahead. Thank you. Bob DeLuce, President, CEO of Porter Airlines. Thank you for joining us.
Very good talking to you. Hopefully we'll chat again.
Will do. Take care. Coming up later on Travel World, more about airlines and travel and destinations around the world.
Safe, sanitary conditions.
Stay listening.
Personnel on duty 24 hours a day.